And I want to begin reading with verse 43, John chapter 1, beginning with verse 43. Pray for me today. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. And I want to stop reading there with verse 49. The title that I would like to use today for the message will be Philip's Persuasion. Philip's Persuasion. Because there was something here that he was persuaded about. And if you go back and look in, it was verse 45. Philip said to Nathanael, Philip found Nathanael rather, and said to him, We have found him. We have found him. Of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Now, I believe that what Philip was saying here goes beyond, and have you ever met someone in your life that just right from the very beginning, really in one way or another, really seemed to you to be a very impressive person? And you may have even said to someone, you know, I met a very unique person today. I met a very, very nice person today. Or I met someone today that seemed to be a very kind, loving person. Or I met someone today that seemed to be a highly intelligent person. And we sometimes in life, I believe we do meet someone that right off the bat, they impress us greatly in a certain way. But what Philip was saying here about Jesus was absolutely unique. He was saying, we have found the one of who hundreds and hundreds and even thousands of years of prophecy that he has been spoken of. We have found the one that Moses was speaking about. We have found the one that the prophets were speaking about in their writings. We have found this one, and he is Jesus. So Philip was making a very adamant statement here that he believed that Jesus Christ was indeed the promised one. He believed that Jesus Christ was indeed the prophesied Messiah. We found him. We found the one that Moses was speaking of in the law, that the prophets were speaking of. We have found this Jesus that has been prophesied to come. Now, there were many people in that day, and there are still today, but we read about in the scriptures, in the time when Jesus actually came into the world, there were many people that did not believe that he was the Messiah. In fact, the Bible tells us concerning Israel that he came unto his own, and that his own received him not. Now, that wasn't true for all of Israel, because it wasn't true for people like Zacharias and Elizabeth, or Joseph and Mary. So it wasn't true for all Israel, but in the majority, Israel as a whole did not believe that Jesus fulfilled the prophecy that they had been looking at for many, many years concerning this coming Messiah, concerning this coming deliverer, concerning the one that their hope was in. When Jesus came, most of them did not believe that Jesus fulfilled what had been written. But Philip did. Philip came and found Nathanael, and he said, Nathanael, and when I think about this, I try to imagine, we can read this, and we can read these words, and we can think about Philip saying, we have found him, but I try to imagine what he must have been feeling, how excited that he must have been, and what he must have been feeling down in his soul, because these people at this time, they were very much oppressed. They had pretty much lost their identity to what they had been in times past. They were scattered. They were dispersed, and they were scattered, and they were looking. Those who were really that believed the scriptures, they were looking for their deliverer. They were looking for this prophesied king that was going to come. And so we can imagine, I believe, the excitement that Philip must have had when he said that. We found him. We found him. We found the one that Moses did write about in the law. Well, what was he talking about there? Well, we know that the first five books of the scriptures are attributed to Moses, to having been written by Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, these books are known to have been written by him. And so he said, we have found the one. And friends, today, I want you to know in this message today that I can only give you just a very few of the things. There are many, many, many scriptures that speak about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hundreds and thousands of years before he came into the world. If you go way back into the very opening chapters of the book of Genesis, you will find that Jesus was being prophesied. If you go in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, right after the fall of man, you will find that God was making it known that he was going to send one that was going to take care of the mess that had been made by Adam. He was going to send the one that it would be necessary to send in order to do that. But if we look at a few verses concerning what Philip was saying here when he spoke about finding the one that Moses had spoke about in the law. If we look in Genesis chapter 49, verse 10, it says the scepter, this is a prophecy. This is a messianic prophecy as far as I'm concerned. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from beneath his feet until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. If we look in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15, Moses said, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. And so we need to understand about the Lord Jesus Christ that when he came into the world, that was the incarnate Christ. He came into the world and he took upon him the form of a man, but he was with God from the very beginning. He was with God in eternity before the world ever was. In fact, in the first chapter also of the Gospel of John, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John goes on to say that He was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so this one that Moses had spoke about there, and we find recorded there in the 49th chapter of Genesis, in that writing there that he did, speaking about the coming of Shiloh, when we read about there in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15, about Moses prophesying of a prophet that God was going to raise up like unto him that would deliver the people and that the people would hearken to. Philip was saying to Nathanael, we found that man. We found him. We found the one that all of those things that Moses spoke about, we found the one that he was talking about, and it's Jesus. Now, we find that in the, I believe it's the eighth chapter of the Gospel of Acts, we find that when Philip spoke to that eunuch there at the chariot, he believed Isaiah's report, didn't he? He believed that when the eunuch had been to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, and he was sitting in the chariot and he was reading from the scriptures. Now, folks, he didn't have a little black book like this, like we had today. He probably had some kind of parchment, some kind of animal skin or something like that. But he was reading the scriptures from that. And he was reading there in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah about this one that had suffered, and about how that as a lamb was dumb before her shears, and how that he was led to the slaughter without opening his mouth. And Philip said to him, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, well, how could I understand unless somebody were to guide me, unless some man were to guide me? And the Bible tells us that Philip took the scriptures, and right from where the eunuch was reading, he began to preach Jesus to him. Now, in the book of Isaiah, when it's talking about this man that's a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and how that our sins were laid upon him and all the things he suffered, the prophet Isaiah in those verses never mentioned the name of Jesus. He never said in that he was talking about Jesus, but Philip sure believed that's exactly who he was talking about, didn't he? He preached Jesus to him from those scriptures. So he believed that. He said that we have found the one that the prophets spoke about. If we look in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, and I believe this was having reference to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Micah chapter 5, verse 2 says, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. And this is perhaps one of my favorite ones. One of the favorite ones that I enjoy reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. You know, Isaiah, some 700 and some years before Jesus came, he was writing about him. He was speaking about him. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, he said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. We found him. Nathanael, we found this one that Moses wrote about. We found this one that Micah spoke about. We found this one that Isaiah wrote about. We found the one that Jeremiah wrote about. We found the one that Malachi spoke about. All of these prophecies that they knew about, that they were aware of, that existed in the Old Testament writings. Philip stood before Nathanael that day, and he said with great excitement and exclamation, "Nathanael, we have found the one that all of these things were written about." Isn't that exciting? Boy, it is to me. It may not be to you, but it sure is to me. We have found him, and his name is Jesus. Jesus. Well, I'll tell you what else that I believe they were saying. We found the one that all of the things that were done in the law were about. We found the one that all of those animal sacrifices pointed to. We found the one that all those years when the tabernacle was in existence, and when the temple was in existence, and the things that were done there when the people of Israel would bring their sacrifice there, and the sacrifice would be killed, and the high priest would go in beyond that veil of veils into the Holy of Holies, into that beyond the veil rather, into the Holy of Holies, and he would take the warm blood of that animal, and he would take it in there, right there before the mercy seat, before the Ark of the Covenant, which had the mercy seat above it, and there he would make an offering of blood. And God, right there above the mercy seat, right between the cherubims, would meet with the high priest there while he made that offering of blood. And Philip was saying, "Nathanael, we found the one that that was all about. That every animal, from the sacrifice, the animal sacrifice that righteous Abel made way back in the long ago, to the 1,000 burnt offerings that Solomon offered up on the brazen altar, every bull, every goat, every lamb that was ever killed and their blood offered up, we have found the one that that was all about, and his name is Jesus." His name is Jesus. We found the one that was typified by the ark that Noah built, and his name was Jesus. Jesus. And the question was asked, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Well, I assure you that it did. Sister Treva, you know why the Lord can be your very best friend? Because there's never been anybody that's ever lived that's like him. There's never been anybody that's ever lived here on the earth that can be compared to him. There's never been anybody that's been here that has done for people what he has done. And there never will be. There never will be. But you know, I share in Philip's excitement. Now, he lived here in a time when Christ, the Lord's Christ, Jesus, was here, when he was here in the flesh. And when he made this statement, he was speaking to him. And I'll tell you what, this is what I really thought about today. And that's why that I felt it was necessary to title the message the way that I did. Because I said that I was going to use the title Philip's Persuasion. And everybody, as I said, everybody wasn't persuaded of the same thing that he was persuaded of. Everybody in that day certainly wasn't persuaded of the fact that Jesus was the Christ, but Philip was persuaded of that. And when he said, "We have found him," he was there with him, and he was talking to Jesus in the flesh. And of course, you and I today, we live many, many years after the time that Jesus went to the cross and paid the sacrifice for sin, paid the debt for sin, and resurrected from the dead and ascended back to heaven. And none of us here today have ever seen him in the flesh. But I'm going to tell you something today. I am persuaded of the same thing that Philip was persuaded of in the long ago when he stood there in person before the Lord Jesus Christ. I am persuaded today that there was a time in my life that I found him that the prophets spoke about. I found the one that was spoken about in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, when God told the devil, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. I am persuaded today that I have found the one that was written about in the 49th chapter of the book of Genesis that was known as Shiloh. I am persuaded that I have found that prophet that Moses said God was going to raise up that was going to be just like him. I'm persuaded that I have found the one that every one of those animals represented. I'm satisfied down in my soul that I have found the one that the Aaronic high priest represented. How about you? I thought about many of you. Your testimonies I've heard, telling me when that you were saved, while I was doing my study, I love to hear the testimonies of God's people. Don't you like to hear people testify? I could sit all day and listen to what people have to say about the Lord and about what he did for them. Brother Strode, I shared this with you one time. Brother Strode and I went out one day, and he took me to his spot that he sang about, that he sings about, showed me where he got saved. Brother Strode, that experience you had there that day, are you satisfied and confident that you found him? That you found the one that all prophecy spoke about, Sister Paulita, at the age of 7. Are you satisfied like Philip was that you found him? Or Sister Donna, I believe, when she was 15. Or Brother Lowe, when he was 27, I believe. That experience that you had there that day, folks. Every one of you that's been saved by the grace of God today and knows what I'm talking about, Brother Jackson. Listen, that experience that you had with God. Are you satisfied today that it was Jesus that you found? I sure am, and I'm expecting here in just a little while to see him in heaven in all of his glory, and the one that I'm going to see is going to be the one that Moses wrote about, going to be the one that the prophets, Micah long ago, when he was talking about the one that was going to come, when he said, Bethlehem, you're small. You're small, but there's going to come a great king and a great ruler out of you. I am sold out to the idea that I have found the one that he was talking about. See, when I got saved, it was Jesus that I found. It was Jesus. It was the Lord. It was the one that died for my sins, the one that rose from the dead, the one that's seated today at the right hand of God. How about it, Brother Doss? There in the fence row, was it Jesus that you found? Amen. I'll tell you, if you haven't found Jesus, you haven't found the right one. There is no salvation in any other. And if you haven't found him, then I pray to God today that you will find him, that you'll find him precious to your soul, that you'll be able one day, regardless of where it happens, that you'll be able one day in your heart and
to be persuaded the same way that Philip was and be able to say, I found him. I found the Lord Jesus. When I got saved, and this, you know, it doesn't matter either way, but when I got saved, the first one I told was my mother. And I used those words when I called her on the phone about 3 o'clock in the morning when I got saved. And I called my mother and she answered the phone and I said, Mom, I found the Lord tonight. I found him and he saved me. I love those verses. I love to think of what Philip no doubt was feeling when he found, when he came to Nathanael and he said, we found him. We have found him. We found the one that Moses wrote about in the law. We found the one that the prophets spoke about. And his name is Jesus. Friends, if you don't have Jesus, I don't care what it is that you're relying upon, if you don't have Jesus, you do not have the right one. You don't have the right one because nobody is going to heaven through any door other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man shall enter, he shall go in and out. He shall be saved and shall go in and out and shall find pasture by me. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Have you found him? If you haven't, then you need to seek and search for him. Until you do. You know, there had been people for years and years looking for and waiting for the Messiah. There was an old priest named Simeon that God had actually come to him through the Holy Spirit and assured him that he wasn't going to die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And when Jesus was just 8 days old, and they brought him there to the temple, and Simeon held that baby in his arms, you know what? He was persuaded that he had found him. He was persuaded that he was holding the one that the Holy Ghost had promised him he would see before death closed his eyes. He was persuaded so much that he said, Lord, now you can let thy servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen thy salvation. And Philip said, Nathanael, we have found him. I'm glad I found him. And I hope and pray that you find him before your life comes to an end. I appreciate your attention today, Brother Ronnie. Let's have just a verse or two of a song. If you're lost, you need to find the Lord. You need to seek and you need to find. And you only have a short window of opportunity to do that. So God help you.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.